Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakhit Peeris. In all honesty, I don't sound too good today because I'm very disappointed. I think all of us are disappointed because the premier encounter between Pakistan and India ended up not only in a one-sided game, and the camaraderie showed not only on the field but off the field also looked not very gentlemanly, not in the best spirit of the game. But let me first and foremost dive into the scores. Pakistan winning the toss, elected to bat first. Well, that was no surprise because one reckons that's their strength. Fair enough, they played to their strength. But did they perform to their strengths? Their batting looks extremely inexperienced and weak against the quality spin of what India had to offer. So they made 127 runs for the loss of 9 wickets. And mind you, at one stage, we were all concerned, can they even get to a three-figure mark? Because there were 7 wickets down for 85 runs. But thanks to Shahid Afridi, who came and made that blistering 33 with 4 huge sixes at a strike rate of 206, that brought a bit of respectability, where Pakistan was able to cross the 100 mark line and get to 127 for 9. Sharaf Farhan made 40, Fakhar Zaman 17. The rest of the batters look absolutely in all sorts of trouble against the spin of Kuldeep Yadav, Varun Chakravarti and Akshar Patel. Let's take a look at the Indian bowling figures. Fantastic. Kuldeep Yadav 3 for 18. Akshar Patel 2 for 18. Bumrah 2 for 28. And Varun Chakravarti 1 for 24. The only bowler who went for a little bit of runs was Hardik Pandya, 1 for 34. Now, India just made a meal of the Pakistani bowling. They got to the target 131 for 3 in just, 15.5 overs, which means they win the game with 4.1 overs to spare. Sky, that is Surya Kumar Yadav, unbeaten on 47. Abhishek Sharma made 31 and Tilak Varma 31. So altogether, disappointing game of cricket. One-sided and India-Pakistan is something I find difficult to fathom. Right, and also there was a few controversy. We noticed there was no good, I would say, body language between the two teams for reasons best known to both camps. We don't go into that here on www.goforgold, nor does Lakhit Peeris or I get ourselves involved in any set of cricketing or any set of politics. But all I'm trying to say is it looked very ugly because the Pakistan captain did not even present himself for the post-match presentation. He didn't come up for the interview, which is normally done after the match. And we also noticed the body language. There was no handshakes after the end of the game. And that was a little bit of a surprise. But the Pakistani coach, Mr. Hensman, had said that they were all waiting for Indian team to come and shake their players' hands, but they did not do so. And that was very disappointing. And that's one reason as to why their captain didn't go for the presentation ceremony after the match. So anyway, all in all, as far as we are concerned, it's cricket that matters, nothing else. And I think Wasim Akram made a very strong point. I mean, don't take any set of politics into cricket, because all that we are interested is in the game of cricket. You win one, you win some, you lose some, and that's the way it should be, and everything should be left in the park. So, disappointing day, that's for sure. Right, let's take a look at what's happening today. Today, Sri Lanka will play against Hong Kong. And it's important that Sri Lanka be ruthless, because they are on a very good run rate at the moment, on a very good footing. So, I hope Charita Sri Lanka and co. will make it count. Take this game as a very serious game. Don't give any room for the opposition to creep in. And also Oman will play against the United Arab Emirates. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Peeris here on Go for Gold. We thank you for listening to us this morning. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, sit back, relax, as we listen to a piece of music.